Appreciate the church and all the churches that are gathered tonight. We appreciate Brother Michael Dollar tonight, brother. I appreciate the truth that you brought tonight. And we'd be foolish to say that we all aren't in that position either tonight or we have been. We say a lot at the home church. We can sum it up three ways. Going into a storm, you're in a storm, or you're coming out of a storm, but one way or another, you're going to face a storm in this life. And I've heard Michael on Brother Toby's website, and just preach. One of the finest messages I ever heard was when you preach from the deity dwelling on dust. And brother, I appreciate that message. That helped me out. I've got just a little piece of scripture that God hit us just as we crossed from that Tennessee line over into Georgia. Just a little thought, and we won't stand before you long. We didn't come to preach. We come just to be blessed tonight, and we can say that we have been blessed this evening through the songs, through the message, and everything that's been said and done. We appreciate that. Let me tell you, the same people in Ohio, they serve the same God as you do in Georgia and Alabama and all those. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God, and He's in all.
A friend, he sent forth that raven. My friend, that raven.
the ravens these days. Now you say, what do you mean by the whole? By a church filled with a bunch of ravens. I pray a raven will eat anything. It'll eat garbage. It'll eat dead stuff. But I'm glad tonight that God's children won't eat garbage and they won't eat dead stuff. I'm glad sheep will only eat one thing. That's sheep food. And say, man, I heard God. But yet you hear it and you listen to it. You've just been saved any while. And said, man, I couldn't find God with a search warrant. And what that person just said, or what I've heard, they turn all the garbage on that's on some of our television shows and say that's of God, of the greatest contrary unto everything of the Word of God. The reason why is they. You know, our modern religious society is filled with ravens. They can eat anything. I can't eat anything. I love to eat preaching. Good Holy Ghost preaching. Friend, I love to sing tonight. But let me say it like this. Singing, my friend, makes me want to go unto heaven. But I'm much more thankful for the preaching, Brother Toby, because it's the preaching that lets me know that I'm going. Ravens mimic the sound of their environment. They'll crow one way one day, they'll cock a do another day. You ever heard that from Baptists? Right in our Baptist churches and all other churches today, you get one group of people that shout this way, they'll shout just like them. You get another one that'll hoop and holler like that one, and they'll go over them. Whatever side got their greater number, that's where they hook their anchor to. My friend, I'm not going with the sound of this world. I'm going to go with Jesus. They can go if they want. I'm going to go with God. Choose you this day whom you will serve. That's what Joshua told them. You can serve the God on the other side of the floods. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. They mimic the sounds of the environment. Man, they sound good. They speak prolific words and eloquent words, but it's like sounding brass. Ain't got a lick of God in it. You know what it could? They try to out-talk big and bad, but they could knock the dust off the devil's toboggan. Friend, they ain't got no power. By the way, they tell the devil do. He said do right back. But I'm glad a child of God stands flat-footed on the Word of God, and the devil, he will flee. He said, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen.
I'm not saying casting the devil out. The Bible said, resist him, and he will flee.
Amen.
The Bible said, let everybody name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity.
That's right. That's right.
You find yourself always falling back into sin, falling back into sin, falling back into sin. You want to know why? You're still a sinner. Amen. You're still that nature. Get born again and be saved. Is it any different down here in this Ohio? Man, we've got a lot of ravens in Ohio, but I'm glad not everyone is a raven. Let me say one more thing about ravens. We'll move on. Ravens love shiny things. They love the bright lights. They love that gold. And they love that silver. Friend, you best be careful what your eyes are focused on. Friend, if they're focused on the worldly goods, friend, they're focused on the wrong thing. Set your affection in heaven, where the moth does not corrupt, and the thief can't break through and destroy. Friend, I'm looking for God.
Amen.
I'm going to go look for God. Ever wonder why you have a camp meeting and people come from all over, and God's Man, I'm blessed just to see everybody's come out on a Friday night. They can't meet, and there's ball games. I know all that going on. But you found a way to come out.
Amen.
Come out and worship God and serve God and love God. Amen to that. But you ever see those churches and they'll, hey, we're going to have us a movie night. And we're going to have us an ice cream social and a hot dog service. And just bring them all in. Friend, I'm not saying if you serve them hot dogs, that's bad. But friend, if that's all you're serving them, you're cheating them today. We must preach the Word of God. Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the Word. He didn't say offer them vanilla ice cream and chocolate syrup. He said, preach the Word. Save a man's soul.
Amen.
It's by the foolishness of preaching it please God to save them that would believe it.
Amen.
You offer them a hot dog, someone come along and offer them a hamburger, take your member. I'm glad God's church ain't built on that. God's church is built on the gospel today.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
That's right.
I'm glad I'm planted in something. David said he pulled my feet out of miry clay, and he set my feet on a solid rock and established my goal.
Yep.
Friend, I'm planted in this thing.
Amen.
I may get knocked down, but I'm not getting knocked off. Friend, I'm glad I'm planted in it tonight.
Amen.
But they chase the shiny things. They pack the houses for movie nights. But friend, don't you let that discourage you. Keep preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Even though they may say we're seeing droves of them saved, friend, wait just a little while and see if they're seeing droves saved. I think what maybe Terry Pace or one of the other preachers, maybe it was Haley Milby, said. He said, just wait a little while. Count your converts after about 5 years. Pastors do that tonight. You just wait a little while. You may get discouraged. You're hearing everyone getting blessed around you. But pray, wait a while. God will come through for you.
Amen. Amen.
He said, be not weary, well doing. You shall reap if you faint not.
Amen.
Behold the raven. Behold the dove. The dove represented the Spirit of God. Like it did. The Bible said that the Spirit of God came down and rested upon. He said, as a dove. It didn't say a natural dove. It said, as a dove. Friend. But in that, the Spirit of God took on that form. But that Spirit, I believe, is what told Noah when it was time to come off the ark. Friend, behold, and that's a dove. Friend, we can't go with what this world says to go with. But the Bible said, he said that they that walk in the Spirit of God will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
The flesh wants to go one way. But behold the dove and follow the Spirit tonight.
Amen.
Follow the Spirit. Now, this dove, a dove won't rest anywhere. This dove here wouldn't rest anywhere. Friend, the Spirit of God will only rest where it's welcome at. I'm glad when God saved me, He found a welcome spot. And that for His Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for that. It's not dwelling on me, but with Christ up shed His blood on Calvary. Friend, it cleanses man up to where the Spirit of God dwells inside of me. That's who I follow tonight.
Yeah.
I'm following the inward man.
Yeah.
Why in the world would Paul say, I die daily? He said the outward man wars with the inward man.
Amen.
He must die.
Amen.
That God may live. And God may be blessed. So this dove wouldn't rest anywhere. It'll stay where it's welcome. But it also brought the olive branch. I'm so thankful that the day the Spirit of God brought the olive branch to me. The Bible said, when we were without strength, Christ died for us. Friend, we all had sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were an enemy, and not to God. But thank God, through the Holy Spirit, God sent the olive branch and said, He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth.
Right.
Friend, the world will offer peace or say peace tonight, but there is no peace. Friend, the Bible said, He said to be careful when they cry peace, peace, for sudden destruction comes.
Amen.
Why? They're crying peace over in the Middle East tonight. Sudden destruction's there.
That's right.
Friend, heartache and turmoil. But it's not just over there. It's right in our homes.
Amen.
Amen, that's right. It's not just in your neighbor's home. But let's be honest, it's in your home.
Amen.
We need the peace of God. And I'm glad we need the Spirit of God to move back in our homes today.
Amen. Amen.
We say they took prayer out of school back in maybe 1960-something. I don't know the exact year. But friend, the problem was is prayer left the home long before it ever left the schoolhouse.
Amen.
You wonder why the world's in a shape today, and they say it's because we don't have kids praying in school. No, it's because moms and dads have quit praying for their sons and daughters.
Amen.
And sons and daughters have quit praying for their siblings.
Yes.
Friend, and grandmas and grandpas have quit praying for their children.
Amen.
Friend, we must pray again.
Amen.
Like we've done it all days.
Amen.
But also notice that the dove didn't stay in the ark. The Spirit of God will always require a movement from God's people.
Amen.
You think the Spirit of God come tonight not to see God's people move? No, no. The Spirit of God always requires movement. I'm glad for sometimes the Spirit of God prods us out of our comfort zone.
Amen.
You ever been in your comfort zone? It's just great where you're at, but... Then something comes along and God says it's time to step out and move forward. You say, no, God, I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah.
Let me give you some advice. And I don't mean to preach too long, Brother Toby, and to the church, but friend, you're else going forward or you're going backwards.
Amen.
There's no standing idle.
Amen.
There's no standing still. People say, well, I'm just treading water. We're just holding our own. Friend, else you're going forward. Or you're going backwards. Friend, the Spirit of God requires movement. Every time God comes in the midst of our service and the Spirit of God moves, He requires movement.
Amen.
Not just out of the sinner, but out of the saint.
Amen.
You want the sinners to move. Saints ought to move with the Spirit of God, and then the sinner will have to move.
Amen.
Behold the dove. There's quail in the Bible. The Bible talks about how God rained quail for the children of Israel. I'm not going to stay here long, but quail, my friend, they keep a low profile. They don't fly above real high. They don't soar real high, but they keep a low profile. We need some more quails in our church.
Amen.
That's not willing to praise themselves, but just to fly low and praise God.
Amen.
And to give God honor. Have you ever seen those that want to be the center of the service? Want to be the top bill?
Amen.
Friend, that's someone that's out of line and that's out of order. The Bible said that Christ is the head of the church.
Yeah.
If anybody should be glorified in the service, it ought to be Christ.
Yeah.
But a quail, I can see the quail that day. God says, I need you to lay down your life. I just need you to offer yourself. What's God asking for you and I to do? He laid His life down. He gave His life. But now He's saying for us to offer ourselves unto Him. To lay our lives down. Paul told the two people, Priscilla and Aquila. He said they've laid their necks down for the gospel.
Amen.
We need some more Priscillas and Aquilas to lay their necks out for the gospel.
Amen.
We want to lay it all on the line and say, come high waters, come flood, come the rain. We're going to let go and let God.
Amen.
But you say, are you talking persecution? Are they going to pray they're persecute you whether you like it or not?
Yes.
Our government's against us. The world's against us. Turn on your television if you don't believe me. They are.
Amen.
They're saying we're old, we're out of style, we're out of fashion. But I'm glad there's still some that are willing to lay down their lives.
Amen.
See, I may be old. I may be out of fashion. But I'm right in the will of God.
Amen.
God provided a meal. Aren't you glad for ones in this life that some of the elder preachers, some of his brothers, 64 years as priest, that you know many times he could have thrown the towel in and gone to the house and lived for himself. Wouldn't have been in the will of God, but he could have said, I'll just live for myself. But no, he laid his life down. That you might be able tonight to come and hear the gospel preached.
Amen.
Friend, we owe the elders something tonight.
Amen.
All the elders that went before us, we owe them something.
Yes, sir.
We owe to pray for them. To go up and hug their neck and shake their hand and say, thank you. Thank you for blazing the trail. Thank you for not selling out when everyone else did. Thank you for showing us the way to go. Thank you, Brother Toby, for showing me the way to go. To preach the message, to follow God.
Definitely.
Thank you, brothers. Thank you for this opportunity tonight. There's other birds we can preach about. God said we can mount up with wings like eagles. Eagles are strong birds. Eagles fly high. Eagles fly above the storms. Eagles rest on one rock. When they found that rock, they stay there for the rest of their life. They don't leave that rock. That's a child of God. When he finds that rock, he stays there. I'm glad I found that rock. God, Jesus Christ. I'm going to stay on that rock tonight. That's all we got, brother. We appreciate y'all being here, brother.
Good. Good.